With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he wants an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Correspondent Ken Lorman has details.
President Trump says he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin, who launched the invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago, is now ready for a peace deal. Statement came after Mr. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance criticized Zelensky for being disrespectful in an extraordinary Oval Office meeting, then abruptly called off the signing of a minerals deal with the U.S. Ken Lorman reporting.
The Trump administration is ordering remote workers at the IRS to return to the office this month. The Treasury Department sent out a memo Friday saying it would cancel all regular telework agreements on March 8th for those who live within 50 miles of an office. Employees are expected to return to offices on March 10th. Some Treasury workers have remote work protection in their collective bargaining agreement, but the order calls for full in-person work, including members of a bargaining unit. Also at SRNnews.com, another emergency landing.
This time, a FedEx cargo plane touching down Saturday morning in New Jersey after a bird strike caused an engine fire. Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says the plane did land safely at Newark Liberty International Airport. No injuries reported, well, except for the bird. An official says the emergency landing caused air traffic to be briefly halted as a precaution, and operations quickly resumed. Jason Walker reporting.
Skype is shutting down, Microsoft officially retiring the video calling and messaging platform. It will shut down in May as Microsoft redirects users to Teams. Skype users can move their accounts to the Teams app where they can use many of the same features. This is SRN News. It's a first of its kind in Qatar, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A church, a big church. The World Evangelical Alliance and the Evangelical Churches Alliance of Qatar have broken ground on a $50 million building that will house 10,000 people on Sunday mornings. It's a big breakthrough for the country's small Christian minority, which labors under a lot of restrictions in the mostly Muslim petrostate. The new church will be outside of Doha on a plot of land leased from the government of Qatar specifically for that purpose. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republican Attorney General of Texas wants the NCAA to take its transgender policy a step further and require gender testing for athletes who compete in women's sports. Ken Paxton wants an injunction to keep the NCAA from falsely and deceptively claiming that only biological women may participate in female-specific competitions. This is SRN News. A private lunar lander touches down on the moon, delivering a drill and other experiments for NASA.
Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lander descended from lunar orbit early Sunday, aiming for an impact basin on the moon's near side. Confirmation of touchdown came from Firefly's Mission Control in Texas. Named for a rare species of fireflies, Blue Ghost blasted off from Florida in January. Two other companies' landers are hot on the heels of Blue Ghost, with the next one targeting a landing later this week.
Andrew Stewart reporting. Wild Coast Raw LLC is voluntarily recalling its raw pet food for cats due to possible bird flu contamination. It issued the recall Saturday for its 16 and 24-ounce frozen boneless free-range chicken formula raw pet food. It was distributed to pet food retailers in Washington and Oregon. More details at srnnews.com.